to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Earth to Protect, we'll hear about monthly clothes swap events in Cork and how they are a sustainable way to get your hands on some new fashion items, as well as saving money during the festive party season. As well as being a time of joy, Christmas is undoubtedly a period of excessive consumerism and waste. In fact, environmentalists have described the holiday season as the world's greatest annual environmental disaster, with fashion accounting for about 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions. One way we can try to reduce our environmental impact this Christmas is by taking part in a Cork clothes swap. Claire Buckley is a volunteer with Cork clothes swap.
Joy was the girl that started it, and she'd come across it while she was studying in London, and about 2 years ago she decided she'd try it, and she rang her friends. She went to the park with six pieces, and I think a couple of people came, and then the next time she had more pieces, and eventually she needed a space indoors, and so she got onto a community hub in called Rebel Reeds down by the Marina Market. So and we are there now the first Wednesday of every month. But at this stage we have lots and lots of clothes. We have, you know, 50 to 100 people coming to our swaps. And we're turning around, we could be turning around 400 pieces of clothes at every swap. So it's an incredible amount of clothes that we're saving from landfill. They're all being rehomed. Somebody is getting another good length of time out of them, or, you know, so it's definitely worth.
Besides being responsible for nearly 10% of global carbon emissions, the industry is also infamously known for the amount of resources it wastes and the millions of clothes ending up in landfills every day. At Christmas, the average family will increase spending on clothes by 43%. This, of course, means that demand for fast fashion will increase as a result of consumers buying easy Christmas outfits for parties or Christmas jumpers. Fast fashion providers will therefore churn out even more products at even lower prices to boost profit, evident in the Black Friday, Cyber Monday and Christmas sales. But you can still have all the glitz and glam while being thoughtful of the planet.
We have, you know, people that come with clothes with tags on, people that have, their sizes have changed, you know, because obviously people's bodies don't stay the same, and also, you know, you might have different events on, you mightn't have money. You know, there's a lot of different reasons you come and swap, but like, I suppose most of the people that come and are regular at this stage, it's almost a social thing now at this stage, you know, and it's a really good feeling because, you know, what's not to love? You're going home, you're, you know, refreshing your wardrobe, and you can feel better about it. You know, you're saving the environment as well, you know. We're saving, every time we do a swap, we take so much out of landfill. It's incredible, you know, so. But yeah, I mean, we get everything. We get things. We're hoping to increase the likes of Deb's dresses, you know, that kind of thing. We started very small with the men's section, but now that's, you know, they're doing very well now, you know. So the more people that come, the more diverse we get, the more clothes we get.
This Saturday at the Clothes Swap at St. Peter's, you can join Martha Maguire for a workshop on creating a sustainable Christmas jumper. Bring an old jumper that you no longer wear, and Martha and the team will help you use upcycling techniques to add a Christmas flair. Cork Clothes Swap also have fashion fixers at their swaps.
The idea of that is to prolong the life of clothes. So, somebody could pick up a piece and maybe the sleeves are too long, and they could walk over to the girls, and they're just like magicians. They're brilliant. So they could turn up the sleeve, and it becomes something different, you know. It's much more suitable for somebody, or, you know, equally, they could take something apart and make something entirely different out of it, you know. So we try and avoid clothes. It's very difficult to recycle clothes because there's so much plastic in clothes. So it's not really, you know, it's not really green to think you can recycle clothes, you know. So if you can use them for any other alternative, you know, if they're not worthy of wearing, maybe try and make a bag out of them, or, make something else. There's, you know, there's always pieces of the material that you can use. And at least, you know, you're saving a little bit more, taking it, you know, keeping it out of landfill. That's, you know, a little bit, you know, it makes all the difference, really.
To learn more about sustainable fashion this festive season, visit Cork Clothes Swap online or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.